Attorney General John Ashcroft is in Las Vegas today, the latest stop on his national tour to promote and defend the USA Patriot Act. That's the law passed after the September 11th attacks. It gives law enforcement aggressive new tools to fight terrorism. The Attorney General's unusual PR campaign follows growing criticism from Congress and the public over some of the act's provisions. Joining us now, as she does regularly, is Slate's legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, what is John Ashcroft saying to people out here on this tour?
Well, he's sort of waving the flag for the Patriot Act. There's been a sort of critical mass of resistance to the act. It was passed very quickly after September 11th, and no one really read it. 2 years later, after folks read it, a lot of resistance has started to build. So, for instance, over 150 different communities in the country have passed resolutions, including three states where they refuse to abide by the act because it violates civil liberties. Last month, there was a rather shocking amendment that passed in the House of Representatives overwhelmingly to do away with the sneak and peek provision of the act. And the ACLU is filing all sorts of lawsuits to do away with various provisions as well. So it seems as though the public no longer wants this act exactly at a moment where Ashcroft needs it the most.
You mentioned the sneak and peek provision. What exactly is the sneak and peek provision?
Well, it's a section of the act that essentially inverts the traditional knock and announce requirement for executing a warrant. Traditionally, the police, if they come to your house and want to search it, need to knock on the door, say they're the police, and show you the warrant. Sneak and peek means they can search first and tell you about it a long time after. And it's a real problem because civil libertarians argue that the only thing that really controls police during a search is the fact that you're standing there glowering at them.
What are the other provisions of the act that people are most excited about?
Well, there are a lot of them. There's a lot of electronic email surveillance, phone surveillance that happens without traditional warrants. There's a provision that allows intelligence gathering agencies and prosecutorial agencies to share information, which they were not previously allowed to do. There's a provision that makes people very nervous that allows the government to access your library, your video rental, your travel records, all based on the barest assertion that you may be involved with terrorism.
So the Attorney General is out defending these provisions of the existing Patriot Act, Dahlia. At the same time, some in Congress are looking to additional expansions of law enforcement powers. What about those?
Well, there are a few things going on. One is several congressmen are trying to get rid of the sunset provisions in the actual Patriot Act so that all of the powers guaranteed in the Patriot Act could go on indefinitely rather than terminate 2005. Then there's Patriot 2, ominously called the Son of Patriot, which is circulating in draft now that would vastly expand the sorts of government surveillance powers that existed in Patriot 1. And that's probably not going to be seen by us for a while, but that's certainly in the hopper. And then Senator Orrin Hatch has started talking about and plans to circulate next month the Victory Act, which would be introducing all sorts of new police powers a la Patriot Act, but used to fight, quote, narco-terrorism, which is not what I thought it was, which is terrorism when falling asleep. It's acts of terrorism that are involved in any way with drugs. And a lot of people say that's sort of a code word for just massive police powers to fight drugs.
Well, it does sound like a pretty significant expansion of these specific anti-terrorist provisions.
Well, I think one of the big criticisms of the Patriot Act has been that what was supposed to be just used to fight terrorism is sort of creeping slowly into the fight on cybercrime, other kinds of crime. There's a feeling, again, that the war on drugs is next going to see a vast expansion of police powers. And indeed, I think there's a fear that protesters from Operation Rescue and Greenpeace are going to start to get nailed under the Patriot Act's, quote, domestic terrorism provision. So, yeah, it really can start to swamp all of the criminal law as we know it right now.
Legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
Always a pleasure.